Each day this week, we're airing the radio drama 11 Central Ave. It features a fictional family's conversations around the kitchen table. Like the rest of us, they are trying to deal with this financial crisis. In today's episode, Christine's slacker brother Rick tries to get Christine and her husband Nat to shop their way out of a bad economic situation.
Okay, lattes, 5 days a week, 52 weeks a year, times 7 years. What? No. It can't be. $21,840? We've drunk a year of Annie's college education? And that's before dinner. Okay, what's the dinner damage? 4 bottles of wine a week, $35 times 52 times 17. Oh, my sweet Jesus and Mary and St. Joseph, that is $30,940. That's her second year. Those are some expensive diuretics.
Yeah, what are all these piles of clothes doing here? You doing laundry for a change? These clothes all have tags on them.
Yeah, well, that's how last night started, with the clothes we've never worn. This pile was the revenge shopping, this one the consolation shopping, and this one the celebratory shopping.
Honey, what are we celebrating? We're facing foreclosure here.
Don't. I went into Annie's room last night to find my mascara, and every pile I looked under had clothes that had never been worn.
And you never noticed this before?
Well, I'm just adding it all up. I mean, everything we've wasted money on since Annie was born. Take my hair, okay? $200 every 5 weeks for a cut and color. For 10 years. Do you know how much that is? $20,000.
What?
Oh, yeah, that's only the beginning. Wait till you hear what you've spent.
Oh, come on. I spend $10 a month to have my hair cut.
You know, you should have thrown in the extra $2 to have the ears trimmed.
It's a look.
In fact, I'd be happy to pay for that.
Look, yeah. If you guys care to go into the storage room, there's the water ski. That was for the dream home on the lake. Yeah. 7 tennis rackets, 5 mountain bikes, the jet ski, the surgery that followed, fencing equipment, cross-country skis. Oh, yeah, and don't forget the kayak.
Yeah, maybe we should start an outdoor camp.
Do you want to hear the grand total, honey?
Christine, don't you think it's a little extravagant to be buying organic milk right now?
$25,000. Did you hear me, Nat? That's year 3 of Annie's college.
What?
Yeah. You spent a year of your daughter's college education on unused sporting equipment.
You know, you guys could have a yard sale.
Yeah, I'm thinking more like a charity auction.
Is this the list? Well, oh my God, you guys spent $2,000 on Annie's bunny?
Well, what were we supposed to do? Tell a vet that $2,000 meant more than Mr. Hip Hop's happiness and well-being? What kind of people would we be if we didn't?
Bunny killers, right, not good.
Of course, 6 months later, Annalise got a boyfriend, so bye-bye, bunny.
Mr. Hip Hop kicked the bunny bucket.
What's this? Christine, you get Botox?
I do, and I'm never giving that up, no matter how broke we are. End of discussion.
We don't want to see what happens to prior puffed lips once they've deflated. We all need therapy for that, you know.
Speaking of therapy, you've got couples counseling, Nat's analysis.
Yeah.
I didn't know Annalise had an eating disorder.
Oh, it was all the rage.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, this is a lot of money for therapy.
$176,800, to be exact.
It doesn't seem to have made you all any happier.
I thought the $30,940 we spent on wine would have made us all happier.
So we seem to have enough money left over to pay for about a month of Annie's college. Where are you going, Nat?
Lattes. My treat.
We want to know what you think of our series, 11 Central Ave. Go to our blog at npr.org/daydreaming and let us know the good, the bad, the ugly, all of it.